Welcome to morning prayer, 24th December. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Reveal among us the light of your presence, that we may behold your power and glory. Blessed are you, sovereign God of all. To you be praise and glory forever in your tender compassion. The dawn from on high is breaking upon us to dispel the lingering shadows of night, as we look for your coming among us this day. Open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hearts to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever.
The night has passed, and the daylight opened before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so many delight of your presence, O God. Set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
We read from Psalm 45. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. My heart is astir with gracious words, as I make my song for the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are the fairest of men, full of grace, your lips, for the God has blessed you forever. Guard your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one. Guard on your majesty and glory. Ride on and prosper in the cause of the truth and for the sake of humility and righteousness. Your right hand will teach you terrible things. Your arrows will be sharp in the hearts of the king's enemies, so that peoples fall beneath you. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. Your throne is God's throne forever. The scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of righteousness. You love righteousness and hate iniquity. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. All your garments are fragrant with myrrh, aloes, cassia, from ivory palaces. Music of strings makes you glad. Kings and kings' daughters are among your honorable women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. Hear, O daughter, consider the incline of your ear. Forget your own people and your father's house. So shall the king have pleasure in your beauty. He is your Lord, so do him honor. The people of Tyre shall bring you gifts, and the riches of the people shall seek your favor. The king's daughter is all glorious. Within her clothing is embroidered cloth of gold. She shall be brought to the king in arrangement of needlework. After her, the virgins that are her companions. With joy and gladness shall they be brought and enter into the palace of the king. Instead of your fathers, you shall have sons, whom you shall make princes all over the land. I'll make your name to be remembered through all generations. Therefore shall the people's praises be praised for you ever and ever. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the faces of your anointed. Lord our God, bring your bride, your holy church, with the joy to the marriage of Feast of Heaven, and to unite us with your anointed Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be ever, forever. Amen. Now, it's time to awake out of sleep. For the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed? For the night is far spent. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. For the day is at hand. Put the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. For the night is far spent and the day is ahead. For the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us pray. Holy One, lamp to our feet, glimmer of hope in our darkest night, flash of inspiration that wakes up our sleepy spirits, this Advent, light the way. Pour your love onto our path as we journey on, that we might find our way home to each other. In Christ's name we gather and we pray. Amen. Jesus, light of the world, help us to reflect your light and be a force for the good in the darkness. May we light the way for those in need. Amen. Awaiting his coming in glory, as our Savior taught us to pray, we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May the Lord, when he comes, find us watching and waiting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.